when roads were early in this part of the country and in Illinois, you know, they just happened in the directions where people were traveling. And then undoubtedly it was necessary to refer to different routes in different ways. And back prior to 1920, they had names. And there are maps that are archived online by the state of Illinois that show what those different routes were called in those days, and where Route 17 runs today was called the Swastika Trail at that time.
Now, on the Mercer County Historical Society newsletter that was mailed out this week, you actually have an image, I think, from a 1917 map, I believe, that actually shows the wording Swastika Trail. That was in 1917. That was basically 3 years before Adolf Hitler began his push for the Third Reich in Nazi Germany. But let's talk a little bit about what the swastika represented prior to Hitler in 1920. It had a much different meaning, that's for sure.
Right, right. And the swastika really is kind of an ancient symbol. It's been around for hundreds and even thousands of years, and it actually was a good luck symbol. It came from the word swastika came from the Sanskrit svastika, which means all is well. And for years and years and years, it was a decorative motif, and it was used to symbolize, take your pick, life, the sun, power, strength, and good luck. The earliest depiction of a swastika was found on a bird carved from the tusk of a mammoth that was discovered in the Ukraine and has been dated back to 10,000 BCE. Native Americans used the symbol, and some still do. The Mississippian culture of the Native Americans, which were active along the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys,